The pasuk begins it towards the end of Parshas Emor. We have this famous story with this Ben Isha Yisraelis, who's known in the psukim as the Mekalel. What happened? His mother was Jewish. His father was a Mitzri. His father was the one that Moshe Vayakish Sish Mitzri. Vayakas Amitri, Moshe Rabbeinu from Parsha Shmos. He had a son. That union with this Mitzri and this Ishi Yisraelis, this son came and he claimed land from Sheva Dan. So Vayetze ben Ishi Yisraelis, for who ben Ish Mitzri? Besokne Yisrael, Vayinotu Bamachna. There was some kind of dispute in the camps, Ben Yisraelis for Isha Yisraeli. There was some dispute from this son of the Yisraelis and an Ish Yisraeli. There was a land dispute. He claimed that since his mother was Jewish from Sheva Dan, Shlomo's Bas Divri, the Mata Dan, the whole dispute. And I guess it came out that the Mefarshim say that he was the son of the Mitzri who Moshe killed. Vayikalel, so he Vayikov ben Ha'ish Yisraelis is Hashem, and he cursed Hashem. Vayikalel, he used the shame of Mefarsh to curse Hashem. Vayaviu asol Moshe. And they brought him to Moshe, Vayenichuhu Bamishmar, and they put him in the cell to separate him, etc., etc. While they deliberated what his fate would be, what the verdict would be, he was put in a cell. And the end of the parsha is a few psukim later in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayidaber Moshe al Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael what he had been commanded from Hashem. And it doesn't say what Hashem commanded them to do, but it says Vayotziu es haMekalel michutz laMachna. They took this Mekal out the outside the Machna, Vayigmo so Ove, and they stoned him. He was Chayiv Misa Skila. Uvnei Yisrael osu kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. And Bnei Yisrael did what Hashem commanded Moshe to tell them to do. So, if you saw this Ramban, the Ramban, it doesn't say, it has an implied kasher. L'chora, the last pasuk is very redundant, because the pasuk says that they took this Mekalel Michutz L'machna Vayigmoso Oven. They took him outside to stone him. And then it says, Bnei Yisrael Osu Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Bnei Yisrael did what Hashem commanded Moshe to do. So, obviously, what do you think Hashem commanded Moshe to do? Hashem commanded Moshe to have him stoned. The Pasuk just said that Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael, obviously what Hashem told him to do, and they stoned him. And the pasuk continues that Bnei Yisrael did what Hashem told Moshe to do. So what's the pasuk adding? So for time constraints, I'm not going to go through the first teretz of the Ramban. It's going on other things, other parts of the tzivoy. They had to put their hands on him, and they had to hang him. Other types of parts of the mitzvah. So that's the first teretz, and he doesn't like that pshat. And he quotes the Eben Ezra's pshat. Then he says, maybe you don't need a pshat. Maybe that's normal to say what the tzivah was, and then they did it from Karban Pesach. I didn't really spend a lot of time on it, but I did. There are different pshatim. The main thing is, since he doesn't say the kasha, I figure if you see enough terutzim, you'd figure out what the kasha was. So now let's just concentrate on the last pshat of the Ramban. So we're in column number 2 in the Ramban, 3 lines from the top. Vanochen be'enai bekan. Because it originally mentioned the skila vachka chaz of Amar Bnei Yisrael asu, and then it says that it repeated that Bnei Yisrael went ahead and did it. Ki tama kasev. What's the reason for this pasuk extra? Lomar to teach you ki kasher diber Moshe Bnei Yisrael, that when Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael, hotziu miyadis amakal v'ragmosa, they took him out immediately. With very, very prudent and timely. As soon as the tzivoy came, they immediately ushered him outside and they pelted him, stoned him. V'asu king kol bnei Yisrael, lishma v'lasos kasha tzivoy Hashem es Moshe. Then the pasuk says that they did what Hashem commanded Moshe. V'lo l'sinas ben ha-mitzri shenitzim Yisraeli. And here's the chiddush. Not because of the sinner, not because of the hatred that they had for this Ben Mitzri who was fighting with the Israeli over this land, Ella, but rather levar hapigum mitocham, but rather to wipe out, obliterate, abolish this pigum, this terrible tumah in Klal Yisrael, to wipe him out. That's the Ramban. My question over here is like this. Unless I'm missing something, which you're welcome to tell me I am, l'chora, this does not make sense. Okay, here you have a tzivoy from Hashem that this mekalos chayv misa. Okay, now it seems from the Ramban there are two possible kavanas that when they had to give him skila, I'm not sure who started. There are so many different parts of the skila, but whatever it is, we're talking about the Doradeya. These are Tzadiki Yisod Olam. These are the door that saw all the Nisim. Okay, now you have two choices. Why are you getting rid of this Mekala? Think about it. He went and used the Shem HaMeforesh to curse Hashem. And they put him in the Mishmar. They put him aside. They didn't know what to do for him. And I guess this is a good time to just mention the Rosh Hashiva Shmuz, because a good seer over here. The Rosh Hashiva has the Shmuz, Vayenichu Bamishmar, they put him in the cell, and Rashi says they put him in the cell by himself, not with the Mekoshe Sheitzim, not with the Mechal Shabbos. They didn't put him together. He didn't have a cellmate. Not a soulmate, a cellmate. They didn't have a cellmate. Why didn't they put him together with this Mekoshesh? Why didn't they put him together with Mechal Shabbos? Because the Mechal Shabbos is Chayav Misa. So they're going to put him in a cell and he's sitting next to a guy on death row. That's like, you give you the willies. This guy is about to get killed. I'm going to be sitting here and a guy is about to die. They take him and they're going to execute him. I don't want to sit there with him. And the Reshiva Shmuz, the seer, is that I think there's a Dasakanim which says that the reason why they wouldn't put him in that cell with the guy Chayav Misa is because they didn't know whether this guy would get a kapara from Misa. It's not like they didn't know. Why weren't they sure he'd be Chayav Misa? They weren't sure Misa was good enough for him or bad enough for him. So you see that the koach of the Torah, how much we have to stay away from tzar, being mitzar someone, we have to even worry about the tzar of this mekalel to not put him in the mishmar, even though the reason why you're not putting him there because he's maybe much worse than this mekalel Shabbos. So maybe he deserves the tzar. No. The Torah, whatever he's supposed to get, he's supposed to get, but not one iota more. Not that I'd be mitzar someone. That is Rosh Hashiva Shmuz. But it's a great seer over here. This guy is a Rasha Marusha. this Mekala is such a Russia, you don't even know if Misa is Mechaper. And here, he was, I guess a certain amount of time elapsed, it doesn't say how much time elapsed. These are the Dardeya, they see that this guy, this Russia, and when they had to stone him, this is a Tzivoy Hashem to stone him. You know what it is for a Beis Din to stone someone? The Mishnah says in Makkos that according to one Shita, a Beis Din that kills someone once in 70 years is a Beis Din Chavlanis, is a murderous Beis Din. So, and I did a little research, I saw the Rambam brings down that Beis Din that actually goes through with a Misa, Bidei Adam, they're not allowed to eat. If I got it 100% right, I remember 100%. They're not allowed to eat afterwards for like a day. They have to fast. Like, it's like a big thing. They sit Shiva Nikiyim to kill someone. So, here they go ahead. You know, talking about Tzaddikim, you have to follow the Tzivoy Hashem. But they're going to go ahead and they're going to stone him because, like, he was asking for he's asking for land. He had no right to ask for that land. I know, and it doesn't, you know, why doesn't he have a right to get the land? Because even though the Yadus goes after the mother, but Yichus goes after the father. Like, it wasn't such a crazy request. You know, he wanted land. His mother was from Shevet Dan. He wanted to get some land. It wasn't such an even totally terrible thing. So why would the Torah have to go ahead and give such praise to Klai Yisrael that the Kavonas that they had was not because he was asking for land, and they didn't want to give up the land. They felt it was their land. He shouldn't. He had no right to ask for land. He took, taking us to a Din Torah that he wants the land. That's going to trump this guy who's a Rosh Marusha. He used the Shem of Mefurish. Never happened before or since in Klai Yisrael. Where there was a special tzivui to give him skila. I assume they knew Torah Shba'al Peh. They had Beis Din Chavlanis. Yeah, they still chayiv. He's chayiv. With all the halachas of they took on the, I assume the halachas of a Beis Din. They had to stone him. They're not going to be able to have the kavana that this guy is chayav misa uvi'arta harami kerbecha. They're going to go ahead and have kavana, which I assume would mean that not that anyone would know their kavana, but you know, to go ahead and mamish be like a din of rotzeach. You kill someone not for the reason that you're supposed to kill him. You're rotzeach. You can't just go and kill someone that's chayav misa. Ha ha, you chayav misa anyway. You're rotzeach. Your kavana is because you hate him. You can't kill him. You're killing. So they have to have the right kavana. And they should get praise for that? You would think they should go, you know, they should be put on the wall of shame if they would even have a kavana. For the fact that he was fighting, you know, he went took them to a Din Torah. I think we see from here that the koach of a negiah. Mamish amazing. The koach of negiah. Someone took me to a Din Torah. You know, he had a claim. Took me to a Din Torah, and with all the tzitkis, and all of the halachas, and all of the mishnayos, and the tzivui Hashem, and I'll be deemed a rotzeach. I don't know that for a fact, but I think a rotzeach if you stone someone for not the reason as a shliach of Beis Din, you kill him because you don't like him, then you're a rotzeach, I presume. With that, with all these svaras, and this guy is a Rosh Marusha, these people at Tzaddikim, the Doradea, and you would think they would be like a shtickle kanos here. Look what this guy did. So what would be the even havamina to think they're going to have the wrong kavana? Yeah, you see, it's such a koach of a negiah, such a Russia, that you would even think so. You couldn't even put him in the cell because the misa wouldn't be good enough for him. And yet still, this negiah of that, he took us to a Din Torah, he wanted our land, and he had no right to claim the land, that epis could have been, possibly, would have trumped all these reasons, and they would have had kavanas to stone him because he got into a real estate dispute with us. That would have been their kavana. comes along the pasuk to say, "Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe." Not only did they have skila, but they had the right kavanas. They had the right kavanas. They didn't have the kavanas for these. Why would you think they would have the kavanas? Yes, they would have the kavanas because that is the human being. That's the mensch. That is the mensch, a koach and a giyah, and the greatest tzaddikim, even us. Even us. We also could be susceptible to mamish, the simplest negiyas. They said over by the, a few years ago, it was the 100th yurtzeit of Reb Yisrael. I think Reb David Chait was here. He said over Meister Reb Yisrael Salanter, and he was big signs up. He's speaking in Vilna. And he didn't go around speaking, so it was a big thing that he was agreed to speak. And the signs were up, or people were preparing. At the last minute, Rabbi Yisrael canceled, not speaking. So eventually the story came out. I don't know how these stories come out, but the story came out. And they asked Rabbi Yisrael, why couldn't he speak? What emergency? Wasn't feeling well? No, I was feeling fine. I decided it wasn't the right thing to speak. Why not? Says, my speaking was not l'shem shemayim. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the initiator of the whole Musar movement, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, we read his sfarim, all of his limudei Musar, Koch Vayor, Ar Yisrael. What was not l'shem shemayim? It wouldn't have been l'shem shemayim. Says he figured out that the only reason he agreed to speak after much probing was because in Vilna, he had once been there before, he was a little older, he had seen in a store that there was a cane store that has silver top. And he realized that the only reason he agreed to speak in Vilna, because if he goes to Vilna, he'll be able to buy this cane. And when he deheard that was the reason why he had agreed to speak, it surfaced at some point, so he realized that he was not coming to speak l'shem shemayim, and he said, "No, you're not going to speak." Okay, I agree. But should he have spoken anyway? I don't want to. We have chazar sashmuz on the story, but the point of the story I wanted to bring out was that even Yisrael Salanter, it was negiah. Negiahs sometimes they force us to do things and we don't even realize. It's not like it's on the surface. We don't realize. I don't know if Klai Yisrael would be consciously having in mind that they're angry at him, but they would have been forced in the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the name of Kanois, they're going to go ahead and stone him. I presume the pshat is they didn't even use that kavana to inspire them to do it l'shem shemayim. Even I assume even on the Dakis level, there was no shemitz of this Nagia, which is a very frightening, midah to have to work with, because sometimes you don't even realize you have a Nagia. So how do you figure out if you're doing it for the right reason, if Nagias are subconscious, you don't realize. I assume the Shevach, the praise over here is that Klai Yisrael, they didn't even use it. So sometimes a person will be a Kanoi, l'shem shemayim, he'll be screaming, Shrei V'Kayim, we have to, Laman Hashem, buckle your seatbelt. You have to do it. You have to go ahead and, Laman Hashem. But what's the reason why the person's so tzehitz? What's the reason why he's so inspired, Kanoi, wants to Shem Shemayim? So a lot of people in the audience would say, wow, he's such a Kanoi, loves Hashem so much, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bochen Kloyos. He knows what's really going on. But inside, it's possible, not on the conscious level. He doesn't even realize this fellow. But consciously, the reason why he's Laman Hashem, because he has some Negiah. He doesn't like that guy. He wants to put the guy in Cherem because he doesn't like it for something he once told him when he was walking in the street or he got into a car accident with him. That's what's really driving him. He wants to put that guy away. Or he wants to go, whatever, buy a cane with a silver thing. So this is very, very important to understand that we have negiyas. Of course we have negiyas. And they're subconscious. That's why it's so hard. It's buried, 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 very, very deep. So if a person doesn't learn Mussar, there's mamish no hope. There's no hope, because he'll never know what he's doing and why he's doing it. No one will ever know why he's doing it. It's like potluck. Maybe he's doing it with the Negiya, maybe he's doing it without a Negiya. You don't know. It's possible that all of it is almost worthless, because you don't know why he's doing it. But a person who's a real Ben Torah, it's a Yeri Shemayim, and he works on himself, he's trying to discover, expose, uncover, is there possibly a Negiya of the reason why he's doing this? You know, I remember when I was deciding, should I move to Milwaukee or should I move to Miami? Where will be a big Kiddush Hashem? I decided on Miami. But I remember I sat down with the Reshiva. Maybe the reason why I'm doing it is I love to have palm trees, I'm going to have a pool, you know, and have to, you know, even something like that. You know, it could be, a person can make a decision on how to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim based on a Negiya. That could also be. Every decision could be Negiyas. Every single one. So we're Basav Adam. We have to do our best. We can only try our best. We can't be held accountable for more than trying. But to the greatest extent possible, we have to take this particular Chazal, where even the Dor Hadea, on a Rosha Merusha, a fellow who even Misa would not do justice to, even such a fellow, possibly they were the kavanas that Klal Yisrael would have was because you know he took us to a Din Torah, which maybe God, this I didn't do enough research, but arguably was a reasonable claim. He had a reasonable claim. Like my mother was from Shevet Dan, so maybe I'm tired to land. It wasn't like Nimnu Vagamru, how land is dispersed. Maybe he's entitled to it. So he said, I want the land. So they told him he can't. So they went to, you know, it came out who he was. He got insulted and he cursed Hashem. It was even understandable. But yet still, he took us to a Din Torah and that would be their Negiya. So to whatever extent that is the purpose of being yeshiva. You know, aside from the advancing in Torah, but advancing in Midos. So we could work, Musa said that we could work on ourselves to discover how one can work on a Mida, how to learn Musar, and to form Ksharim with Rebbeim, so that we can have the Kesher, so that when we do have Shailas, we could ask them and uncover the Negiyas to be able to make sure that Mekadesh Shem Shemayim for the Shem Shemayim.